Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, and we're in the middle of Sif Beis. And we begin on the second line. We read this yesterday, but we didn't do one of the Mishneh Berurah, so we'll reread it again from the second line, the Ramah. The Imchol Bris Mila Erev Rosh Hashanah. When a Bris Mila comes out of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yecholim Lechol, the person who normally would fast, is allowed to go and eat that day, assuming he's invited to the Bris Mila. Now, we didn't do the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Yates. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Yates, he adds on as follows, Hainu Mishi Yasminu Balabais. If you're invited, the Balabais invites you to the Bris, then you're allowed to go and participate in it. However, Avala Shayachim LeBris, those people that are an essential component of the Bris, they don't even need to be invited. So Mitzvah Lecho, they have an absolute Mitzvah to go and eat that day. The issue for number 39 brings down, whenever we have a heter to go and eat because of Sudas Mitzvah, so then there is no chiv to fast anymore. And therefore, after the Sudas Mitzvah, you continue eating as well. He says, what happens in Lo Yodashi Yasmino or so, Visulasanos? Person didn't know there would be a bris in shul that morning. He gets a shul this morning, he's already fasting, and the guy tells him, hey, I'm making a bris. Please join us. So we already learned previously, Shibikom Mokum, in Lo Kibel Asatanis B'mincha Shalfanov, if he didn't accept upon himself the tainis the day before, then he's allowed to eat at the Sudas Mitzvah. But if he accepted upon himself the tainis the day before by Mincha time, so according to the Levush, he shouldn't eat at the Sudas Mitzvah. However, the Morgan Avram had said, and other Achronim too, that he is allowed to eat because the Kabbalah is only based upon the minhag that you don't fast if there's a Sudas Mitzvah. So therefore, it really wasn't a full Kabbalah. The issue for number 40 says that if you're making the minyan, that's also a chiv to go and eat at that Bris Mila. If you're the 10th guy, so therefore, even though you could argue that, well, you're not really an essential. No, you are essential if you're making the minyan, and therefore, certainly mitzvah, let's starry pimoam, lecho misudas mitzvah. In regards to a pigeon at Ben, the issue foot number 41 says, from Rav Deblitsky Zatzal, Sha'avi Hatinok Vahakoin, Dino Kumobali Abris. Then the father of the baby that's having the pigeon event and the Kohen who's doing the pigeon event with the father, they're considered to be the Bali Simcha to the Bali Habris. Mishmur continues, he says, who else is included in automatically eating the Sudas Mitzvah? The Avi Habain, Vasanduk, and the Moel, the father of the baby that's being mild, the Sanduk, and the Moel. And previously we said this includes the mother as well. Kulam Nikroim Bale Bris. They're all considered the Bale Bris that can eat at the Sudas Mitzvah and don't have to fast. The Yom Tov Shalemu, and this is a special Yontif for them. The issue for number 42 brings down, since it's considered a Yontif for them, they can actually eat Mutar Lehem Lecho Velishtos Gam Lefnei Sudas Mitzvah. Let's say it's going to be an afternoon bris for whatever the reason. So they can eat breakfast in the morning, not a problem. Albeit the El Yerabah doesn't necessarily feel that way. He's Mistopic Bezet. Maybe they can only eat after the Bris Mila. Mishneh Berurah continues by quoting the Magen Avraham. Because of the Magen Avraham, b'makom she'yesh mikzas choli, yesh lahaka b'chol eil hatanesim ein tzorach hatara. If somebody is a little bit sick, so then you don't even need hataras nedarim regarding not fasting on all of these fast days that we've been talking about. The issue foot number 43 brings down, umash, but that implies, however, that if you're not sick, then you would need hataras nedarim. And brings out from the Aruch HaShulchan, that's true, only if the first time you did this, you intended to continue doing so. So that's essentially setting up a neder as if it was a neder that you're doing this. Abol imgama belibo, shebeli neder, lost it, but if you had in your mind that it's not with a neder, then you wouldn't need hataras nedarim if you didn't fast in the future. And he adds, if you just said it's tam and didn't have it one way or the other, so if you do it three times, that's considered definitely that you would need hataras nedarim. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, if lo mishimis ane, yosim imashin ogo atzibor, if this person does more than the tzibor normally does, so then he would need hataras nedarim. He brings down the shach in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Yudalit writes, because of the machmash eno bari, lolam tzorech hatar. He says, if it's because of not being healthy, so then you do need hataras nedarim. And in the Shaar HaTzion, Oros Lama Gilm, he says that if you can't find somebody to be matinad, you can certainly rely upon the momekal opinions, b'shas hatrach. Now we go weiter in the Ramah. Rabbi Noagim Lecho Be'er Rosh Hashanah Kodem Olos HaShachar. He brings out for the Mariel that there are many people who, even if they're fasting, will eat before Olos HaShachar, which we'll see in a moment. Actually, let's look at it right now. In Dear Shu footnote number 44, he brings down from the Zohar that this is potentially a problem, Shayim Olos HaShanah as well, that if a person goes to sleep at night and he gets up after Chatzos, so he writes from the Zohar, also Litom Klum Kodem Shespal HaShachar. So you're not allowed to eat even on a regular day, never mind the tainis. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Peites writes, Nochel Lizar B'zeh, a person should be careful about this in general. So, in addition to that regular Hasara from the Zohar, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say we should be Noeg-like. So here, if a person wants to eat the morning of the Erev Rosh Hashanah Tainis that he fasts, he says the minhag is that he is allowed to do so. Why? So the Rama says, Mishum Chukos Ha'akum, because this is a minhag that the Goyim have. Shirnogim L'Sanos Beruch again. They would fast also the day before their holidays, and therefore, Bechol Lecho Belo Tnai Acha Shekei Nogu. And he brings down from his own opinion, Das Atzmo, that therefore, even without a Tnai saying, normally there is a rule that if you make a Tnai, say, I'm reserving the right to still eat before the Tainus in the morning, so then you're allowed to do so. So he says, even without making such a Tnai, you're allowed to do this on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Chav, and he writes, Rotsu Lomar, after Yoshan Shnatz Keva, even though you went to bed, you had a regular full sleep, but you're getting up early. Mavorla El, in Sim Tovkuf Samach Dal, we said, the Osalechol Achar Shena, that on a regular fast day, unless you specifically declared that you're going to reserve the right to still eat, you shouldn't. Elam Kane, Hisna, Kodim, Shioshan, Shena, Makabal of a Tainis, Kodim, Elusa Shachar, nevertheless, in this situation, Hochoshori. Now we go to Sivkot and Chafal. The Mishmur says, Idna nowadays, Nog Amosh Lolecho, the Velt has the custom not to go and eat before Olos HaShachar. Rakshi Yishta, coffee or tea, if they want, they can have a coffee or tea. Call them Halicha Lebetzikas before they go to Shul. Why? Bizmanenu, Nimshach Hamiris HaSlichos, Ador HaYo. Says nowadays, often we start saying Slichos after Olos HaShachar. Certainly continues through the time of the day, upshita shmiyach olam l'shachar, and certainly as soon as it's olos l'shachar, then definitely also lecho v'lishtos, he's certainly not allowed to go and eat. He brings down the name of the shari tshuva, sif gimel, ein noflin al pneim the erev Rosh Hashanah betvila. We don't do tachton. Noflin al pneim is the words that we use for tachton, falling down on your face. We don't do this on erev Rosh Hashanah during the regular shachar's davening. However, afafi should noflin al pneim biashmos pslichos, even though earlier in the morning when we said Slichos, at the conclusion of Slichos, we do say Tachnun. And this will require a lot more discussion. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafbeis. He says, V'hu kimo shar Erev Yontif. This is the same halacha like every Erev Yontif that we don't say Tachnun in the morning. This is interesting because by all the other regalim, there are other reasons that we don't say tachlun during the entire period of time. For example, in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we don't say tachlun on any of those days. The entire month of Nisan, we don't say tachlun on any of those days. And from the start of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Shavuos, we don't say tachlun on any of those days. So it comes out that we don't say tachlun on any Erev Yontif, and therefore we don't say it over here as well in Shachris on Erev Rosh Hashanah, likewise on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, there's a lot to be said over here in Dershu footnotes number 45 and 46, and we'll spend a little bit of time on that. Dershu footnote number 45 discusses something that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah don't discuss, and that is Hataras Nedarim. So we have a long discussion here now in Hataras Nedarim, Dershu footnote number 45. And he brings down, the Minhag gets to do Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? So he brings down from the Shalah, Shamakur Lazal Pia Gemara Nedarim. It's based upon the Gemara Nedarim that says, Sharotze Shalo Yiskaimu Nedarim. The person doesn't want next year's Nedarim to go into effect. It's not a good thing to make Nedarim. So he should say, on Rosh Hashanah, Yamo bi Rosh Hashanah, Yamar kol Nedarim shani osid lidar bishon hazu, yu b'teilim. All the Nedarim that they're making this coming year should be null and void. He brings down, this is a source of the custom of also saying, on Yom Kippur, kol Nidre. However, he says, it's reason makdim lemitzvos, we want to do this before Rosh Hashanah, so therefore the minhag is to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He then brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the Nusach that we have, our minhag is to say this all in front of three people, but Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that the modah that we say afterwards, that doesn't have to be said in front of the three people. He brings down as well from Rav Davlitsky Zatzal that Yechon Lios Krovim, the Dayanim here, are allowed to be relatives between themselves or even between the person who's saying the Ataras Nedarim, and he adds that you even can do the Ataras Nedarim the night of Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we normally do a Beis Din during the daytime, if you don't think there's going to be time to do it after Shachris. He brings down from the Chidah in the Avodas HaKodesh, that ideally you should even get 10 people if possible, but he says certainly you can do it with 3. And then he says, Mashi yesh nogim shekama anoshim omim yachad. Are you allowed to do a lot of people together, saying Ataras Nedarim all at the same time? Again, many times we're pressed for time and people want to do it all together. Nobody wants to stick around and wait one person to do it and have one at a time, so they want to do it together. So the Mati Ephraim says, ideally, ain lasos kein el kishasho duchuk. You should only do this under extenuating circumstances. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, and I heard this also in the name of Rav Herschel Shechter, Shlita, that he brings down that you're allowed to do this even lechatchila. Efshel lasos kein even lechatchila. Then he says, "Ayim yesh mala she'atiru lo davka elu shekvar hitiru lemes aneder." We normally want to have the idea that only a person, that's why the Kohen Gadol goes and gets a kapara first, and then he can do the kapara on behalf of Klai Yisrael. So should you look for somebody who's already done Hataras Nedarim to be the three Beis Din members that do Hataras Nedarim for you? So some bring down yes, and some bring down no, that's not necessary. Then he brings down, what about women in Ataras Nedarim? So he brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zetzal, Shlo Noagu Lahatulem. The women don't require Ataras Nedarim, and they can rely upon Kol Nidri on Yom Kippur. And this is all the opinion of Rav Vaz Zetzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zetzal. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zetzal, as well as the Shelus of Chuz Hanhagos from Rav Sternbach, Shlita, they bring down Shagam Noshim Srichos Ataras Nedarim. Women do require Ataras Nedarim, and there's two ways to do this. Legabi ishto yecholahi limnos es balo shliach. The woman, the wife, can make her husband the shliach for her, and then he should say the nusach in front of the people when he's asking Ataras Nedarim. He should say for myself and avur ishti, and then they should say mutarim lechem, or he can do it separately for her afterwards. What about a child who's within the year of Bar or Bas Mitzvah? So that's called a Mufla HaSamach Lios Ish. So in this situation, the minhag, according to Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, is Lo Noagu Lahatir Lahem. However, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Divrei Moshe from Rav Halberstam Zatzal, Shlo Noagu Lasos Lematar Sadarim also. But Rav Nissen Karlitz says if they wish to, they can. What about the three people that are Bimat over here? Shiu Gedolim, Shiavua, Shehevi, Shtei Saru. So they have to be definitely adults from a Daraisa point of view, or is it enough that they're above the age of 13 and we can rely upon the Chazaka Duraba? So he brings down, since it's a Din Daraisa, Lo Somachan Al Zeh. Ideally, you should have people that have a beard, and this way you know for a fact that they are Gedolim. However, Rav Vaz Zatzal brings down, Shagam Bataras Adarim, Shalev Rosh Hashanah, Yeshmokim Lahachmir, Shetzorach Kehilu Shinismali Zakonim. But he says, Lefi Zeh, Be Yeshiva Kitana, Shabachim Sham Lodismali Zakonim, and Yimichol Lassos Ataras Adarim Zel Zeh. So you shouldn't do this in the intermediate schools, the eighth graders, where they're just bar mitzvah, so they really shouldn't do it one to the other. They should have the Rabbeim or Gedolim definitely doing Ataras Adarim for them. You have to say it in Hebrew, in the Nusach that we have it in the Sederim. So Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down that you must understand what you're doing, and therefore, if you don't understand it in Hebrew, say it in English, say it in the vernacular language. When the people say Mutaloch, 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 do all three of the Dayanim have to say this? So technically not. But the minhag is that all three say it. Technically, one of them said it, even if the others didn't listen, as long as one of them said it, that would be fine. But ideally, all three of them should say it. That's the minhag. Why do we say it three times? Technically, you only need it once. The Shach says, Min Adin, Maspik Shomu Rak Pamachas. However, the Minah gets to say it three times, L'chazek Es Adabah, to show and demonstrate the seriousness of this. What about the Nusach that we have? So, the Aderis, the great Aderis from Yerushalayim at the turn of the previous century, he was brought to Yerushalayim to take over and become the head of the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So, Hishmit Me'an Nusach, he didn't say the Nusach, Dayonim Mumchim, B'Shem Havaya, Afilu Nizirus Shimshon. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Kluger Zatzal, the great Gadol, said, She'ev Shalomar, you can say all of these Lashonos, that's the minig, and this is the minig Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Noag Lomar, Kanusa Shekosu B'Sidurim, we follow the Sidurim's Nusach without changing anything around. The issue footnote number 46 brings down, what about saying Tachnun at the end of the Slichos when you have a Baal Bris there, one of the people that we normally don't say Tachnun, if one of the Baal Bris, the Moel, the Sanduk, or the father of the child is in Shul, we don't say Tachnun. So what happens if he's there when we're saying Slichos in the morning of Erev Rosh Hashanah? Do you or do you not say Tachnun in the Slichos? Or, for example, you have a Chosin in the Shul. So we normally don't say Tachlin when the Chos is in the Shul. So what's the din over here? So he brings down, when you reach Tachlin before Netzachama, then you were allowed to say Tachlin even though the Bali Bris are there. But if it's after Netzachama, then you don't say Tachlin. On the other hand, the Elef HaMogin on the Mate Ephraim, and say Amata, they bring down the name of Natanson Zatzal, and also from Shelus Shuvas Pnei Yot Maven, that Yesh Lomar Tachlun Afilu Kishagom Lachar Olos HaShachar. Even if they finish after Olos HaShachar, they can still say Tachlin. Just like on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say Tachnun no matter what. Afilu Mesibim as the Slichos B'Yom. Even if you end up finishing the Slichos during the daytime, and we don't say during the day, during Shacharis, Tachnun, nevertheless you say it, so too you can say it over here. And the Shilas Shuvas Pnei Maven adds, Shafilu M'Yom is called a Slichos B'Yom. Even if you start the Slichos during the daytime, you still say Tachnun because essentially the Slichos are for night, and you're allowed to say Tachnun in this situation. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, if you have a Baal Bris there, as long as you started before Olos HaShachar and any day of the Slichos, you can say Tachna. But if you started afterwards, then you don't say Tachna. And he says, if you have a Chosin there, no matter what, you don't say Tachna, even if you started before Olos HaShachar. Brings out from Yashiv, Shekodim and Eitzachama or Mitachna. He says, if it's before an Eitzachama, you're allowed to still say Tachna, because Midirabbanon also Limo Lechatil called Eitzachama. Because the Bris Milah technically isn't in effect, you should ideally not do it before an Eitzachama. But the Eved you can do from Olos HaShachar. And therefore he says, as long as it's before an Eitzachama that you started, so then you're allowed to go and still say Tachna. Rav Vazin Zatzal, Shevet Levi brings down, Shebechol Ofen Yesh Lomar Tachna Meslichos. He says, no matter what, you always say tachnun in the slichos, even if there's a bal bris there, even if there's a chosin. And he says, afilu im omim osom bayom. And this is true even if you start saying them after netzachama. Kivin sha tachnun hu chelik minusach haslichos. Says it's part of the slichos and not related to the daytime tachnun, which is not said when those people are present. And he says, v'einu misbatal b'shum ofen, you never ever stop saying that tachnun, even if there's a chosin and bal bris present. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, in regards to bris milah. However, in regards to a chassan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Shlo yom tachlan. For a chassan, we differentiate that from a bris milah, and you don't say tachlan. And he brings this down as well from the Tzei Amata in the name of Shel Shuvas Pei Maven that we brought down before. Shemi Yish Chassan Veves HaKnesses, Betok Shivas Yimei HaMishta, Ein Omen Tachlan, Afilu Kishom Mislichus Ulaila. Says the chassan is present, you don't say tachlan. Finally, if you have the Baal Bris or a chassan that say slichos on these days. So Rav Dovlitsky Zatzal says, Sha'at B'tanis Sibra, in general, a chosin of Baal Bris doesn't say slichos, but on these days, im lo'akh shav emasai. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Finally, in a base avil, Rabbi Yashu says, we don't say the vidur or the tachlin at slichos, just like we don't say tachlin in a base avil at all. Finally, we go to the Ramah, and he says, "V'ein tokim be'erev Rosh Hashanah." We don't blow shofar on erev Rosh Hashanah as well. Mishabur and Sivkot and Chavdala tells us the reason why we don't blow shofar is lahafsik ben tkios derushos l'tkios dechova, to separate between the voluntary blows that we do on the shofar during the month of Elul and the obligatory blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the last day of Elul, we don't blow shofar. What happens if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so then we're not going to blow on Shabbos, so then you can have the separation, even if you do blow the last day of Elul, Gam Kein, the minhag is, Ein Tokiv Erev Shabbos. We don't blow on Erev Shabbos, even though this reason doesn't apply. And we call Makom, he says, Mutar L'kol Islami. But he brings down, if somebody wants to practice blowing shofar, the Baal Tekiah wants to practice blowing the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he'd be allowed to. Why? Because the Daish Amasu basic message, because you're not blowing it in shul, that's enough of a Havsakah. However, he brings down Avol b'Minhagim because of a time. He says there's another reason. Kedei la'arvi v'satan, to confuse the satan. So if the satan hears tekiyos on this day, he's not going to be confused. Imkein ein l'skor klal. So therefore, we don't blow at all, he says, according to Minhagim, that we don't blow at all on Erev Rosh Hashanah. How we paskin of Elie Rabba, B'shem Sefer Amarkal, brings down Mashman de l'slami chari b'cheder sogra. If you need to practice, you can try to do it in a closed room so people don't hear it. We'll start Sif Dalet. We're not going to be able to finish the Siman. It's a lot of beautiful things in Sif Dalet, so I want to rush it. So we'll just start Sif Dalet. Mechab sinu mistapr in the Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber tells us that you are allowed to go and wash yourself and take haircuts and shave on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chavhei. Mechab sinu mistapr. What does that mean? Lahar Rosh Hashanah betuchim bechasdo yizbarach. That we're certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be kind to us, Shiyotzi L'Tzedek Mishpatenu, that He will grant us a good and healthy, happy, sweet new year. So therefore, you're allowed to go and do these things on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though you should have Emas Adin on you, but you're allowed to do these things. The issue foot number 47 brings down, when should you do this? He brings down the Machlokas, whether you should do it before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Certainly you should try to do it by Mincha Kitana, but Bidiyevit, he says, Evshel L'Hakel Kol Hayom, if a person's rushing for whatever the reason, and he needs to shave right before Erev Rosh Hashanah, he'd be allowed to do so. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, even though we're confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a good year, nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Lo Yilbash B'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't wear our finest clothing. We don't wear big day rikma or mesh. You don't wear fancy garments and silk and all sorts of woven stuff. Keep a shower yontif like we would on every other yontif when we wear our fanciest stuff. Because the Hey Mora Hadin Olav, a person should be terrified of Emas Hadin. What should you wear? You wear nice, white, good clothing. Brings down the name, the Taz, the name of the Marshal. Furthermore, he tells you, "Ainam Mogen Avraham Simin Tovkut Tzadi Zayin." The Malkum Shein Ogim Lo Boshel Vadim. If the minhag is not to wear white, Akapanim Lo Yilbash Chashuvim Kol Kach. Don't wear the fanciest stuff that you have. The issue foot number 48 brings down. Ubeschushye Yarei V'Chored Meimas Adin. In our being very concerned and worried about the din, we're going to learn in Simin Tovkut Pei Dalid. In regards to why we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah, because we're concerned about the din, how is it right to say halal when the book of life and death is opened up in front of you? Even though Af Shebetuchim Anachnu Bedin. Yesh Leos Yare Bechari Me'emas Adin. We should be terrified of the din. Shadikach Niskar Lushkus. And this will hopefully be a schus for us. Furthermore, he says, Shanoshan Lo Yishkatshu B'Yom Kippurim Tachshitim. Shemiskashus B'Yom Shabbos Yomtim. Women shouldn't wear all the fancy jewelry on this day. Kivi Shetzarach Shati Alein Emas Adin. So they should have Emas Adin upon them as well. The issue foot number 49 brings down, wearing the kittel on Rosh Hashanah. The Matei Ephraim says, Yesh Mekol Mishanogim Lovosh Kittel B'Rosh Hashanah Kol Atzibah. Everybody does this on Rosh Hashanah. Others have the minhag, only the chazan does it. Each congregation should do what they do. And finally, the issue foot number 50 brings down, if somebody has a minhag to wear a frock So they're allowed to wear that on Rosh Hashanah as well. Kivin Shabi Lo Shemoso. Everybody does this. On weekdays, they don't next have Kibbeg before Kokach. It doesn't look like a special garment that you wouldn't be allowed to wear it. But this we conclude today's share.